Check.
What's up, everybody? How we doing?
What's up?
Welcome. Adam's got himself a new camper chair.
Yeah. I bought one within 20 minutes of ruining the last one.
But this one's upgraded, huh?
I got one with cushioning this time.
You got cushioning?
I'm not saying I shat the old camper chair because I used to lose feelings in my legs.
Oh, you
and
hear
bum.
That?
It wasn't a deliberate crap.
Wow.
But...
So are you saying
I do feel like I'm sitting
you with a shittier camping chair to shit yourself?
No, I'm not making that accusation.
But you were implying it.
No, I'm saying that I've replaced
implicitly. You are.
I've replaced the old camper chair with a nicer camping chair, Nick can go into the forest and sit on at any time.
And it's got a little pouch.
Yeah, it's got a pouch. You know, you could put a brew in here. It looks like it's got some cooling.
That's awesome, dude.
To it, yeah. Cup holder over here.
That's awesome.
You could put a gun in the pouch, too.
Nah, you couldn't.
Yeah, you could. A little purse gun, a lady's gun.
A little fucking Saturday Night Special.
A little Saturday Night Special.
I want one of those. Gun to strap on my ankle.
Are you putting on a song?
Do you feel good, Adam?
No, it's Fox News gets like an Indian reporter.
Oh yeah, put
okay.
It on.
And he's
it.
Like, may I see your pussy, baby?
Welcome back.
may I see your pussy and your vagina, please?
I think that the president's view is that these tech...
Anyways, it's not... It's the volume's wrong. I don't.
Okay.
You edit the whole video together.
That's fine.
You had a different one queued up, but then you lost it because somebody started talking about their diaper chair or whatever.
I'm sorry about that.
You had a video edited?
No, the first one I had queued up, and then I lost the mark.
Mm.
Oh.
Because it like holding the microphone and scrolling and stuff.
Yeah, dude, it's tough.
Anyways,
I get it. It's
hard.
That's hard.
That's about as much as I'm. That's what I brought to work.
We can't afford an in-house producer yet, but when we get to that level,
That's what I brought to the workplace today.
Oh,
that's
awesome. I have an anecdote.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
I was talking to a French guy.
An Anne Frank anecdote.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was talking to a French guy. I said. And I was asking him,
what do his penis taste like?
No, that was after. What do stereotypes of different nationalities speaking French sound like? Mm. Like a Chinese person doing French.
What French guy was this?
A friend of a friend. What?
How'd you meet him?
Socially.
Would
okay.
you say
at a bathhouse?
What's the French word for a bull?
I don't think they have those.
A boule.
What do you mean they don't have those?
Yeah.
No, I think it's a nation
well, then
of twinks.
What do you call it? Then what do you call this guy?
What?
What do you call this guy's role in your girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh,
what do you mean
okay,
they don't have
yeah.
a word for it?
That was a little long to get there, but I see what you're saying.
No, that's
for you.
For you.
Yeah.
For
you. For
you. That was for you.
For
you.
For it to click in your cuck brain.
All right, we're bringing back cuck.
What do you mean bring
oh,
it
it's
back?
Tarot.
2016.
Tarot.
Oh, like Toro.
Like
yeah.
Tarot cards.
Tarot. Okay, yeah. Well,
you know, huh, Adam?
That was his name,
yeah.
actually.
Like
but,
Toro, huh?
Yeah, so then I asked him to do Chinese and...
How'd it go?
North African. Just sounded like French. Just sounded pretty much like a French guy speaking French. Indecipherable.
That's awesome.
Honestly, it was a pretty disappointing experiment.
I can't imagine. Because a Chinese person speaking French would be like, oh, j'aime le pain.
No, that's what I wanted it to sound like.
Yeah.
And because they're comedians, this is how we got on the subject. They're comedians.
Je
like,
travaille la pomme de mousse.
That sounds French to me, though, honestly.
Bon, wow, ouais.
That's what I was hoping
they
for.
They put a little Chinese in there.
Yeah.
But,
a little Chinese
well,
in there.
Well, they're comedians.
A little fusion language.
Yes, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Put a fucking a Rangoon croissant.
That'd
General
be nice.
General
Tso's.
General Tso's.
Filled with the cream
General
cheese.
General Tso's stuffed duck.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yeah. brother.
General Tso's.
General Tso's canard.
Yeah, General Tso's What's it called where they foie gras, they fucking stuff the bird, and then you cut its liver out?
Fuck. Mm-hmm. Foie gras is some good shit. Yeah. And it's really fucked up, right? Don't you really fuck
it's
the gonna animal
It's going to be
up,
illegal, I think, in the next year. It's going to be illegal to have foie in the States.
Are you fucking
or
kidding
Or in New
me?
York State, I think. Yeah. It's like...
So we got to go over the
time
border?
Time is running out on foie gras.
Fuck. Mm-hmm.
Someone told me.
We got to get in there quick. We got to stock up like it's Four Locos.
I like how New York has just run out of shit to make illegal.
Yeah.
It'd be funny, too. I mean,
they do fuck the bird.
So you know how it's criminals have guns, like, and everybody's
but
like, well, how come
bird.
Only the criminals have guns in New York? Right. It would be funny if you, like, you walk by, like, the housing projects and they were all having like
foie gras
and 32
huge
ounce
gulps.
Sodas.
Yeah.
They're like, only the criminals,
dude.
Law abiding
awesome.
Citizens aren't allowed to have a fat duck.
Yeah. That's the scariest thing to a white man.
Yeah.
A black man with
foie gras.
With some
the only way to stop a bad guy with foie gras is a good guy with foie gras.
A good guy. But anyway, yeah, the reason that came up was because he was telling me the biggest comedian, that guy God Edmolet or whatever.
Yeah.
That Jerry Seinfeld tried to bring over to the States.
He was here for a while.
It didn't translate really, but like the basis of his act in France was he would just do like kind of like different accents, but in French. And I was like, well, what does that sound like? And to me, I don't know if the guy was bad at impersonations.
Bro, that guy, I was visiting. First of all, he would come around here all the time. But
Seinfeld loved him.
I was visiting D.C. one.
I have sex with this guy. This guy sucked his penis. I sucked his cock.
I met this French
guy. He was doing Chinese French, and I was eating his ass.
I had a whirlwind romance in Paris. We went to the Eiffel Tower and blew each other at the top.
Well, apparently he's an Arab French guy that makes fun of Arabs, and that's what they can't get enough of that.
Yeah.
They love it.
It gives you cover.
That
to
really,
laugh at
they're
Arabs.
Like this. Uncle
they hate
Tom,
Arabs over
this
there.
This Uncle
yeah.
Tom's gonna come up there and do the work for
Uncle
us.
Uncle Bomb.
Yeah.
You better watch it, Adam. He's beloved.
They love him. I mean, I'm about to go there too.
Oh, you're dead. You're a dead man walking.
No,
we
I
should hold this episode until Adam's
I think
back
it's gonna
safely.
Change everything for
Uncle
me.
Bomb's passenger cabin.
Dude, so
he's like, oh, you all go ahead. I ain't doing no terrorism. I'm gonna stay back here with the passengers. Y'all go ahead into the cockpit. I'm gonna stay back here with the passengers and just be a victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good book, dude.
That's a good book.
I
By
never,
Harriet Beecher, Blow Up the World Trade Center.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot a bitch wrote that book.
Ew.
Yeah. Trying to
read more
trying
women.
Trying to stir shit up. Yeah.
Read
you know?
More women
Harriet
authors.
The Spy? How about Harriet the Guy? That's a book I'd like to read
okay.
about.
I'd love to read it.
Is Harriet transitioning?
Harriet's gone to a new middle school. She moves from New York to Arkansas. And in New York, all of her friends are trans. But in Arkansas, nobody is.
Mm. Okay.
So she has to use her skills as a trans person to spy.
She is trans.
She's trans to spy on in the girls' locker room.
He is trans.
No, she is trans.
Oh, so Harriet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so Harriet the Guy is a transphobic title, not a title that would tell us she's going from Harriet to
well, oh, she's going from Harry to Harriet. Then it
from
would be
Harry
like
Harriet.
Transphobic would be like that's Harriet the Guy.
Harriet the Guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the title of the movie is Boys Don't Cry. And Harriet the Guy is a character's name. And
would you fuck what's her face as
Michelle Trachtenberg?
Chloe Vigiani?
Was it Michelle Trachtenberg in
Harriet the Spy?
Oh no,
oh,
I meant in Boys Don't Cry. Hillary Swank.
No, Hillary Swank.
You would.
I might.
Yeah. Because to you that's a chick.
Wait. Is the character a girl that is trying to go F to M?
F to
yeah,
M.
The character's name is Brandon. It's based on a real story.
I don't know. I feel like if I caught him early
in the transition.
If I caught him early in the transition, yeah, maybe.
No, because it is based on a real story. And that one was always weird. I remember like growing up, because like Matthew Shepard, I get
right,
it. I mean,
it's confusing.
It's shitty to say it makes sense.
But you can follow the narrative.
You understand, like if you understand like the mind of some bigot in the middle of nowhere that's like this. I mean, with the happened with Matthew Shepard, I guess it was some kind of drug deal going on.
Yeah, that they covered up.
And
oh, they covered up with a hate crime.
Yeah.
Well, but, no, they. I think they all said it was just a straight up hate crime when it was. I think.
Yeah, he like ripped them off. And, like, he was like trying to sell meth or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, I guess you can like visualize some kind of like, you know, rural bigotry where they're like, let's beat up this fag.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But like a girl that's pretending to be a guy to get pussy, I don't understand why rednecks wouldn't be like, that's
hell
tight.
Yeah, brother.
Awesome. I love that. That's one of
the
best.
Oh, that's
things.
The story? She was, yeah. She was pretending to be a guy to get pussy.
And then, yeah
she was
like,
a regular.
She was getting,
regular,
she was getting pussy from like the two guys' sister, and they were like, what the fuck? And then they raped her and killed her.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Well, they raped him and killed him.
Oh, yeah. So they were gay.
Brendan, what's his name?
So that's Brendan's final prank.
Diarrhea Brendan.
Is turning
Twitter.
Those guys gay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the movie's very funny because it's Peter Sarsgaard.
As the brother?
As like the redneck.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
But he's like some like Juilliard.
Hey, what the hell?
He's some like Juilliard thespian. I think I've mentioned this on the show before.
I saw him on the street the other day.
He's like,
did you get horny?
A trans person in my town? not if Def Leppard has anything to say about it, boys. Let's get in the hot rod and
he's
go.
Married to Maggie
let's go
Gyllenhaal.
Raz that trans person.
A trons.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought from the name, a tricky web you weave, Mr. Brendan.
I thought from the name he'd be like fucking Norwegian or something.
No, there's the Skarsgårds, which are a different family.
This guy. That's a hotter name than this guy.
The Skarsgårds are Scandinavian.
So
he's from New Jersey.
So we got a guy named Sarsgaard and then guys named Skarsgård.
Yes.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. But
fuck that, dude.
I saw him
fuck
walking down the street and he was wearing a white blazer that I think he got from the costume department of some movie or something.
Yeah, the Skarsgårds are hotter for sure.
He was wearing a white blazer that had like a blood spatter on the white blazer, like a American Psycho style, but as fashion out, like with his wife.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
his wife's Chinese, right?
No, it's Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Did you get horny?
No, but I saw some drunk lady stop them and be like, "Maggie Gyllenhaal, I love you," and she's like, "Don't hug me, it's Corona."
I love you. You guys ever watch Secretary?
Maggie Gyllenhaal has got a big old face, doesn't she?
She's got some
droopy cheeks.
She's got some droopy swingers.
Maybe that's why I thought it was a Chinese feller.
So you thought Maggie Gyllenhaal was a Chinese man?
Yeah.
Because due to her droopy cheeks.
Yeah, I thought that was one of them Chinese fellers.
You're watching Dark Knight.
Yeah,
you thought it was a Chinese guy. You thought
to be
Batman
honest
was
with you,
gay?
I did not understand most of that movie. Yeah. Very confusing for me. I said, "Who the hell is this Batfeller, and why is he in love with this Chinese freak?
this guy fucking, with tits.
This crybaby Chinese guy. Is you worried about the Joker? Why the hell don't you just do karate on him? Why ain't you doing karate on him?
Yeah, do some karate.
Why ain't you doing karate on him, fucking Chinese guy over here?
Yeah, sir.
Don't you fucking know?
Adam, what's up with your fucking sandals, dude?
He's being a fag.
I wore my house shoes out.
These are fucking horrible.
Mm-hmm. Normally I wear these in the house.
What are these, Crocs, but $80 for some reason?
No, they're $40. Mm-hmm. But I threw my Crocs out, and I got those.
What are these, Keen?
Yeah, Keens. They're
are
not...
these Crocs for gayer guys?
Is it gay to wear Crocs? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
I think Crocs have kind of crossed over.
Coming in hot
general,
with 2021 take.
General consensus.
Shut up.
I think most.
What's Keen?
Keen
is gay Crocs.
Like,
okay,
no,
I'm sorry.
Keen makes
I
like,
take it back for, okay, you got me. Crocs are fucking mainstream. So now that they are, you had to get a gayer version of Crocs. Is that what you wanted to hear, Adam?
It didn't have anything to do with homosexuality.
You know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Gay
these,
in the cultural
I
sense.
I threw out my Crocs and
exactly.
Replaced,
so you
replaced them with
so
these.
You just proved what
Crocs,
a fucking snooty bitch you are.
No, because my Crocs, I like worn through them.
No,
I had
you
them
were like,
two
they
years.
Crossed over in the the mainstream, and now I need a gayer version of Crocs.
No, you're calling Crocs gay, and I'm like, we could go to any airport. Most and I take it back. Crocs.
And I take it back, and now I say, you're a fucking fashion
I did see
guy.
These on the internet and think that they looked really stupid and get them. But I didn't. I think this might be the first time I've worn them out the crib.
So, oh, well, I don't like them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I won't wear them again.
And they don't look that comfortable either.
They are pretty comfortable, I will say.
No.
Actually, never mind. They gave me blisters when I first
got them. See? You can't have that shit.
No, but it's fine now.
You got way too much confidence in this new chair.
Why? I'm sitting...
It is true. You're too comfortable in it.
It's got a little padding
in it.
Dude,
these suck, dick. I'm looking at all the other Keens. They're fucking gay.
Keen is like Merrill. It's like one of those kind of companies.
Should I get a tattoo now at 32
No,
years
come
old?
On. Yeah, don't
do it. Fuck it. Fuck Adam.
The bone dog.
The bone dog? Is that just yeah. in letters? Or would it be a picture of
in
a bone
like
dog?
Like cool font. Like would old English and then impact and then papyrus.
Would there be a dog? A picture of a dog?
No.
No.
Made out of
just
bones?
The words.
Yeah.
Oh, they make the gay ass sandal you already have.
I used to have a pair of Keens.
Yeah, that one that looked like a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the ones with the strings on them.
That looked like the bag that a ham comes in.
Listen, man.
I like the bone dog. I'm sorry. Let's go back.
We like
that.
The bone dog. Although I don't have respect for any tattoo, I'm on the record for saying that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've never seen a tattoo that I've respected.
I have.
Which tattoo? Tell me one.
Steve-O's tattoo where he's giving the thumbs up on his back.
That's pretty badass, actually.
See?
All right, I've seen one tattoo that I respect. It's a tattoo of himself.
That rocked.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that is very cool.
See, dude? Yeah, maybe I'll become a guy that just gets absolutely yatted up. Maybe
yeah, I mean, we should go get tattoos. I mean, I've done every other stupid look thing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now
that the 3 foot long beard is gone.
Yeah, R.I.P. that era.
I've run out of things. Maybe I'll get my legs broken and go shorter.
Oh,
that
would be awesome.
Be badass.
I would have cool, a tremendous dude. Amount of respect for you.
If I had like Cotton Hill, just get my shins removed and then wear like big ass baggy pants.
That would be fucking so
badass,
you know that,
bro.
You know that picture of the guy with the denim jacket with the airbrushed image of a guy licking a woman's pussy on
yeah,
the
yeah, absolutely.
I'll be wearing that.
That's yeah. awesome. That'd
3 feet
cool.
tall.
That would be awesome.
What's
dude.
Up, bitch? You just, trying to get the pussy licked.
Yeah,
like, you don't even need
even
to sit down.
Kneel.
Yeah, we're just, good right now.
Y'all five stand there, straddle, and we about to do the automatic car wash.
That would be awesome.
Dude, that would be badass.
At the car wash.
Just confidence on 1,000.
They're like, how does he do it? They're like, he got his shins surgically removed. And now women can't resist.
Hell
because
yeah.
they're retarded. Because
they're dumb. Bitch.
Because they're stupid.
Yep. And it was all a ploy just to show how
ploy.
Dumb women are.
And you know what?
And you got them.
Respect.
Yeah.
At the
actually, it would be cool to get like my shins removed and replaced with fucking like bags.
Bags?
Yeah, like a air ride suspension kit.
Okay.
So then I could just like pss, pss, you know,
oh,
like,
nice.
Yeah,
so you
yeah,
could
yeah.
decide what height
yeah,
to be.
I could, yeah, yeah. Just change depending on
that'll the, be on the moment.
On the situation.
Men should have that option
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah. Gold teeth, bag shins,
bag
gold
shins.
Teeth.
I'm 6'3 for a moment. Yeah. But then I'm back after I've made love and I'm ready to be a tiny little guy that gets hugged
hooves,
by a
hooves
woman.
That go into high heels. Like horse feet. That go into like ruby red high heels.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Psst, big dangly earrings.
Yeah.
And I think I've mentioned this before, but tiny golden balls that dangle from chains.
That'd be cool.
That's where I jump off the train. I just have an allegiance to having big fat balls.
No, I think very like understated kind of tiny golden balls that uh-huh. hang from like
little golden
very classy.
18 karat chains, but down to your knees.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, okay. I think that's pretty badass.
So you would have gotten castrated in your actual nuts.
No, your real nuts are surgically they're put
they're
into
put
your
into
body.
Your body.
Yeah,
but
and then
see,
you get,
but that's then
you,
it's too
I know
hot
what you're thinking.
For semen.
For semen, that's why you have an intercooler installed
awesome.
In your ass.
That's awesome. Okay, so now not only can you not do any gay shit because there's a little fridge in your ass.
Yeah.
But your balls are also a cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can't get your balls hurt. Yeah. Ever.
You can also keep
awesome. Emotionally and physically.
You can also keep a Go-Gurt in your asshole without it getting gross like it normally does.
Yeah.
That's a big upgrade, brother.
It doesn't get all fucking warm.
Warm and gooey, yeah.
Like normal.
Start curdling like you know, like normally
oh,
happens.
Oh, God,
when you
I hate that.
A tube of Go-Gurt in your ass.
I hate that.
Just on the train. What's up? Big day out. I'm just visiting. Yeah.
Just sucking Go-Gurt out of a shit covered.
Hold on a
tube.
Second. I gotta get. Yeah, it's Go-Gurt. It's remember Go-Gurt?
Yeah.
I bought this one years ago.
It fits right up your ass.
It goes right in your ass. The problem is it gets warm in there. As you can tell from my golden balls, I had an intercooler installed in my ass as to not disrupt my body's natural ability to impregnate a woman. Where are you guys going? The Native American History Museum? Yeah, good luck with that.
Why it is weird that semen fucking has to be at a, like 2 degrees cooler than your body temperature.
Yeah.
What the hell is that about?
Yeah, what the hell is that about? You're damn right about that.
I guess there were certain cavemen with their nuts in their bodies.
Well, it was probably is from... this is the exact right answer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Is... never mind.
Maybe so... There used to be cavemen with their nuts in their bodies, but their nut wasn't as good as a couple freaks that had nuts outside of their bodies.
I think that evolved probably before. Because I think that the pussy and the balls all start off as the same thing when you're a fetus.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Well, women used to have...
The cock and the clit.
No, I saw this episode of House.
Long, sucking tentacle that would come out.
Out of their pussy?
Yeah. And suck.
How recently was that?
Like 35 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, back in the 60s.
I just watched Janis Joplin documentary.
Back, but yeah,
and she was doing it all left and right.
The women's lib movement, where they were like, we want pussies.
We're tired of dick-sucking tentacles.
You think there were guys that were like, went back to their boys, they were like, I fucking smashed Janis Joplin last night, thinking that was like a flex.
For sure. I bet it was
famous.
A flex, dude.
But she looked like shit.
She did not look good.
She looked like she had brown teeth, mm-hmm. Smelled.
Yeah, probably.
She's
that
like,
pussy was probably
you're fucking my pussy. You're fucking me in my pussy. And now you can't even come because I won't stop doing this.
Let's take a look at Janis Joplin.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't look.
Like, I would rather... yeah. She looked like she probably could suck dick, though.
She wrote that song, The Entertainer, right?
Yeah,
you're right.
Janis Joplin did the
you're right.
Theme
this
song
is not
to,
a good looking bitch right
to
here.
The Sting 3. This time it's girls.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not thinking the fuck of my ass.
Only a matter of time before we get that.
You take a $20 bill, you put it on the outside. You fold it up, you put it in your pussy. See? Blah, say blah.
Yeah, you're right. This is not. This. But you know what? It probably was a flex. And respect to her. Who among is anyone here going to be mad about?
No, I would fuck
getting
any,
pussy through notoriety.
I would fuck any famous woman.
Any famous woman?
Anyone. I don't care how bad she looks.
Would you fuck Wendy Williams?
Dude, I would do it if she wasn't famous.
Nah, dude. She probably looks weird.
She's good enough for Ray J. She's good enough for me.
Janis Joplin looks she looks like she has Down syndrome.
Yeah, she doesn't look good.
Yeah, in certain pictures, she really does. When she smiles, she does look retarded. Like when she does an open mouth smile.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so
you know, I mean,
look, yeah. She's famous. It's the 60s.
She's famous. It's
yeah,
the 60s.
Everyone's.
She's got a dick sucking tentacle.
She looks. Yeah, she's got wrapping that dick sucking tentacle around your nuts. she's coyly tickling your nuts with the dick sucking tentacle.
Yeah,
you're giving in, dude.
Whomst amongst us?
And then what happened? She died young from being busted, right?
Yeah, yep. She was too busted. Yeah,
she died.
Damn. She had, okay, how about this? She's got that like ass voice.
Yeah!
She could probably swallow your dick and make it rumble like a Nintendo Rumble Pack.
She could deep throat and then
she
with
could
her
deep
vocal
throat and then go,
chorus,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she could rasp all over you.
Vaginas Boplin. It would probably feel good to have your dick go on top of. So that's something to think about.
Look, I somehow looked even worse as a child. She looks like the fucking mom from the Goonies.
Yeah, she looks like an old woman.
Yes, she does. Yeah.
Finally, someone cutting.
Suck a little piece of motherfucking penis.
Janis Joplin
bitch.
Down to size.
Suck a little piece of motherfucking penis, you bitch.
Suck a tiny little piece of my penis.
A little piece of my penis, baby.
Suck a tiny little piece of my penis. I was giving myself the other day with just like. Let me kiss and fuck your pussy, baby. Just different variations.
Yep.
With an Indian guy on that one.
That's good.
Give me some of your pussy, baby.
Give me some of your pussy.
Let me suck and kiss on your pussy, baby. Ba 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 da 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 da. Let me kiss on your pussy, baby.
Just like a bunch of fellas getting some recording time, going in to buy 3 hours at a Mumbai recording studio to record that. We need that. It will get us get pussy.
Let me kiss your boob and pussy, baby.
Dun 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 dun. Oh fuck.
That's so funny. So did everyone do their homework assignment this weekend? We all watched Space Jam 2.
I didn't.
We're not ready with the Space Jam 2 review.
I'm not ready for
it. Oh, man. I'm dying to discuss Space Jam 2.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it last night.
Really?
I watched it. Yeah.
How'd you like it?
Honestly, people
are
like,
me.
I didn't mind. It's a movie about a basketball game in space. I mean, it's not like.
Not space. I thought it was in a computer.
This time it's in a video game. It is.
I liked Aliens more personally as a concept.
As the bad guys? Well, the bad guy right in this one is Don Cheadle, who plays a rogue
algorithm.
Yes. And I do think that it is a lot about big tech.
The dangers of
corporate big tech. Surveillance.
Peter Thiel,
exactly.
What happens when you let gay guys run tech companies?
Exactly. They suck you into their gay computers.
Gay-ass computers.
And that's exactly what happens to LeBron James in Space Jam A New Legacy.
I should watch it, honestly.
Well, the cool thing about it is they incorporate all the Warner Brothers properties into
Yes.
it. So they have the Matrix universe, the Harry Potter universe.
Right.
They have... they have Rick and Morty make a cameo.
Oh, wow, Rick and Morty. I saw a clip online that Austin Powers is in it.
Austin Powers is in it, yes. Mm-hmm. Which is like, that's, you know, like...
Do you want to see my penis, baby?
Can I show you my penis, baby?
Can I show you your penis, baby? Cheeky mojo.
I've got some mojo. In my penis.
Damn, I would love nothing more for it to be 1998, and I'm on drugs, and I'm stepping out of the time machine.
1998. Oh, okay.
To go.
I thought you were when you were saying when you're nine, you're on drugs, about to watch Austin Powers.
No, I'm barely functioning off Oxycontin, and I'm coming out of the time machine, walking into the new. Was Regal around back then?
I believe so.
Regal was nice when it dropped.
Because I remember the movie.
It felt like where Kings
back
went
in the
see
day.
Movies.
It was the movie theaters were flat. All that there was no pre. I mean, there was previews once the movie started, but there was none of that first look bullshit. It was always just like ads for a dentist.
Or you get the popcorn.
No, you had the ads for the dentist first with
That's
the lights
what I mean.
Up.
That's what I mean.
And then you do get the previews after.
Yeah, but they would never do the first look thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
The green and red band trailers would be And
yes.
But they wouldn't have like the where they started.
Right.
Like guess fucking. This actor had his ribs removed to suck his own penis.
Oh, no, they would do that.
Nah.
They had trivia, I think.
They had trivia, but it wasn't like...
At least when we were in high school.
It wasn't produced. It was like a slideshow of trivia.
Yeah,
it wasn't very lo-fi. It wasn't like a like,
What I'm thinking... When things started to get wild at the theaters is when Cineplex Odeon started the roller coaster. Remember that?
No.
Yeah, the roller coaster, like, now for your feature presentation
Cineplex
thing.
Cineplex Odeon.
There were, like, popcorns coming out, and you're, like, going down.
Cineplex Odeon.
Yeah.
That was the coolest thing of all time.
That was fucking cool. That was cool. Yeah.
We're going to play the Cineplex Odeon thing.
Nothing would get me as hyped for the feature presentation as that.
I remember going to the fucking IMAX at the Science Center, the Baltimore Science Center.
I remember
Center.
That was the first IMAX I ever saw was the Beavers documentary.
That's pretty cool.
And yeah. And
I saw some shit that was
I remember being like, I love Beavers. That's my thing.
Well, they would do some shit like that where it was like roller coaster-esque or like you would like fucking dive down into some shit.
It
and
felt
would,
like a
it
ride.
Would be awesome. Yeah. In fact, I kind of want to, I wonder what they're playing at the Science Center. Let me see your
penis. Should we get tattoos at the Science Center?
Yeah.
Wow, the music's cool.
Yeah, you know what's even cooler? Being quiet while the music is playing.
Searching for a new Honda?
Yes.
Good news. With the exchange program at Paragon, the search is over.
Sorry for
that's
talking.
Awesome.
Okay, that's 1990. Let's get to the roller coaster. I love this type of autism is compiling every logo that a I can't find it. Maybe I'm misremembering.
I think
I'm
it was Regal that did it.
Regal also had a roller coaster. Yeah.
All right, currently at the Baltimore Science Center, they're playing A Beautiful Planet 3D.
A Beautiful Penis.
They're playing Flight of the Butterflies.
Oh, that shit rules. Flight of the Butterflies?
I haven't seen it.
Going to see they're flying around. And
that sounds awesome, honestly. I would watch that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's the kind of... Now you're cooking with gas on that one.
After a year of being closed, the St. John Properties IMAX Theater. St. John Properties? Fuck that, dude. I'm going to get it renamed after me. How much do you think it would cost to have it be renamed?
Here we go.
Yeah. This shit is so cool.
Yes, dude.
Sounds so good.
Okay, that's not a roller coaster, but that's what I'm remembering. That was
what
the
fuck is a Cineplex Odeon?
That was like every movie theater before Regal.
No, there was AMC.
Well, there's Ames, there's Lowe's.
I don't remember anything before Regal.
I remember AMC.
We only went to the East Point Movies 10 as a broke family.
Was Regal, that was a new thing, right? Has that always been around?
I think it's probably always been around, but it seemed like a nicer one.
I swear, know. Well, my fucking my movie theater was fucking trash, and I believe it was a Regal from the jump, or maybe it just made the switch over.
Did it have the auditorium seating?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Just had shitty, like fucking horrible seats. Mm. But I only went to one movie theater until I was like fucking probably 13, 14. So I have no. I don't really know any differences. All I knew was that movie theater.
Yeah.
So I had no idea until later on.
I went to a movie theater in Missouri like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah?
And it was a small town. It was their only movie theater. And it was very funny.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was like just like somebody's living room, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I do. Now I enjoy going to a fucked up movie theater.
Yeah, that shit's cool, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like my, basically just like a projector. Like my living room is the
basement. That's how I like going to Angelica or Cinema Village East because they have like the flat seating.
Yeah.
I put my leg up over the chair. I talk the whole time. I smoke a cigar.
Yes, sir.
It feels like it's back in the day.
I go see Boys Don't Cry and I laugh like Max Cady the whole time. Wearing a Hawaiian shirt, smoking a cigar. There's Nick Nolte as a trans woman with his trans family. Being like, let's get out of here. I don't like this guy. I think it's a guy. I don't want to assume his pronouns. Let's go get ice cream instead. Counselor, you thought you could hide by changing your gender. Let me ask you something. You ever been held down and sodomized by four black guys?
Yes.
What about four white guys?
Of course.
Well,
three?
I guess I don't really have a point then, counselor. I guess I'll just be on my
way. I'll be finding someone who hasn't gotten raped.
I guess I'll go back to prison, counselor.
Does Robert De Niro get raped? Is that his origin story?
Yeah, well...
He reads a lot of books.
Yeah.
But so he gets raped, too?
He goes to prison because he raped a 14-year-old girl.
Oh, okay.
But he gets smart.
And it's because Nick Nolte suppressed evidence saying that the girl was a whore.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, it's a remake of a movie from, like, 1912.
Right? No, it's from, like, the 50s.
Of course it's from the 50s, Adam. It was hyperbole.
I'm sorry.
No,
who's in it?
No.
What was it called?
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear. I think I almost watched the original because I was on an old movie binge.
They're both great.
Yeah.
They're both really fucking good. The remake was one of the first DVDs I bought.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was Robert Mitchum because I was on a Robert Mitchum kick.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of his fucking movies.
Yeah.
That guy's awesome, dude. He would just be... when he's old and he was ugly, like when he's young, he's a nice piece of ass. But he got old and his face didn't, he got fatter, but his face didn't get bigger.
His face was rugged.
He had that like
still.
little face, but yeah. Sitting on like a couple chins.
He was just made out of cigarettes.
And whores wanted to fuck him in every movie. Even
like,
in the 70s, they were all like, can we please suck your dick, Robert Mitchum? He was like, sorry, bitch, I gotta look for clues. They love looking for clues instead of getting pussy in detective shows.
Mm-hmm. How about Slobbert Klitchum?
Mm-hmm. Slobbert Klitchum.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I need pussy. Listen, I need to see your pussy and I need to put my tongue on it and lick it. 1 second, let me lick your pussy.
I couldn't tell you, but I do want to lick your pussy.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had a nice, deep, gravitas-ass voice.
Yeah,
I'm glad I sound like a robot. I'm kind of the default.
I
want to
talk like this, and I want to get my dick sucked.
I wish I sounded even more like a robot.
Like this?
No, not like that kind of robot. Like
a speech.
Like, I can't let you do that, Michael.
I'm sorry, Michael. I'm gay.
Michael, my penis is too small,
Michael,
to do that.
Like how?
I'm doing gay shit right
like
now.
Like who?
Nothing.
Like who from what? And what year did it come out? And who directed it?
Who directed it, Adam?
Or who directed it, Adam?
He smiled even bigger. I don't know. I want to know.
Yeah.
Who directed it?
Tyler Perry.
I can't do that, Michael. I'm getting horny having sex with a robot in the computer.
I can't let you fuck me, Michael.
I gave Siri a penis and I'm sucking it in here, Michael.
Who does the voice? It's Jeff Daniels.
Yeah, it's Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
It's Tyler Perry.
Shut up. No, it ain't.
I'm sorry.
Private spyware was used to hack journalists and activists around the world, according to multiple news sources.
From the Saudis?
No, from a different group of people.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any guesses about that, Adam?
Black people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude. It was Jesse Jackson.
Reverend Al Sharpton.
It was a Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
He's stealing everybody's diet tips.
They really
don't ever do
any hacking, do they?
No, they're not big hackers. Yeah. No, they're not big hacktivists.
It's more of like an email people and ask them for money kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny that everyone shit on those Nigerians forever, and then now literally everybody has a GoFundMe.
That's true.
Basically,
and the Nigerians were at least offering you a
fucking...
They
were at least lying to you.
They were at least,
I'm a prince.
Yeah. That you have an option to make more money.
I would rather give a fake prince money than a fake musician.
Yeah.
Than a fake artist. Like, I needed the money to work on my novel. So just say you're a prince.
There was a GoFundMe for the... There was a German girl crying when Germany lost to England in the Euros.
And somebody called her a Nazi.
And someone's like, well, her grandma killed Anne Frank, which is funny.
Yeah, it's a good
that
joke.
That is funny. And then they made a GoFundMe for the girl for just crying at a soccer game.
Like, come on. Give her 30 bucks and let her get a fucking ice cream cone.
Yeah, let her go to a free game or something. Yeah. You know, Nazis versus Jews or
that
something.
That would be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
You would get smoked. Germany
in soccer
fucks you up in soccer.
Oh, they're incredible in soccer.
But they wouldn't
machine-like.
Be able, here's the thing, though. They wouldn't be able to use all the like half Turks and like black guys on their
okay,
team.
Okay, yeah. Pure Aryans. Nazis. It'd be all Thomas
it would be,
Mueller's.
It would be closer. Because half that team is like Germans.
They'd still wax. If they got all Aryans only, they'd still wax.
Yeah, who are the best Jewish soccer players?
Not a long list. Not a long list.
Oh, the first...
Mario Balotelli was raised by Jews.
Is that so?
Yeah, in Italy.
Mario
Balotelli. You get him. The black guy?
I'd take him. Yeah.
Mario Batali.
Bam. Now that's for
looking
good. Oh, so
that's how he learned how to rape. Mm-hmm.
Balotelli? Did he rape?
No.
I'm doing Batali. Yeah.
I'm actually, instead of going with the fact, I'm trying to yes and the joke.
Yeah.
He was in. Oh, that's a guy who loved Crocs, Adam. How about
Mario
that?
Mario Balotelli?
Mario Batali, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Come on, dude. He loved Crocs. He loved raping.
I guess so. I guess Crocs got popular after that.
He's the guy who put him on the map. He was the Jesus of Crocs. He had to die.
He had to die for our
sins. He had to die for his sins and the rest of the sins. Every Croc wearing rapist, he absolved them. By getting canceled.
I think, how long do you think it's going to be before chefs go back to being fucking like, it's just
coke
heads? Well, no, just some job nobody gives a shit about.
Oh.
Because Anthony Bourdain kind of changed it up for them, and he's been dead for going on 10 years now.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, no. There's a new doc out.
No, it hasn't.
No. That's awesome, dude. I love how little of this podcast is facts.
Yeah. Well, we live in a post-factual world.
Ooh. That's true. It's fake news.
People often wonder, these guys, they're true renegades.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They say all of this stuff.
Some might say the renegades of funk.
That they would be. True. I'm going to start saying that now. A lot of people say that we're the renegades of funk, myself included. Tom Morello has described this as the most dangerous podcast he's ever heard.
I believe so.
Of people call for it to be illegal.
Right.
And they wonder, why haven't we been canceled? And the answer is simple. Because we're liars.
Yep.
And that's really what you got to be.
You don't know what we're saying is real, what it's fake, what we mean, what we don't mean. We're a fucking enigma wrapped in a fucking...
The only real
question
wrapped
in a fucking other harder question to answer.
We're an enigma wrapped in a thin plastic wrapper, covered in yogurt and shoved up my ass.
Covered in strawberry flavored low fat yogurt that's curdling at the edges and shoved right up Nick's ass pipe.
Now I want a go-gurt, dude. I want to be on the go.
Yeah, dude.
Even go-gurt. That's what they call it. Even go-gurt. Even it's go-gurt you can shove up your ass.
Even go-gurt.
Even go-gurt.
Even more go-gurt. Go-gurt.
Even
go-gurt.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was awesome marketing because that was one of the most retarded fucking items.
Well, do you like if you don't have enough minutes
Lauren
in the day?
Lauren Boebert.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What's that? It's funny because I don't pay attention, but I assume like I've done most of my life. If someone's in Congress or something, they're probably a lawyer. They probably had some kind of professional career. Probably had their sights set on a career in politics their entire life.
And maintained
some kind of, ostensibly squeaky record or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's all these people, because I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And there'll be like, somebody that's like, and I'm like, well, they got to be taking this out of context. And they said that Indian people shouldn't be allowed in Best Buy.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you look into it, and this is like a woman whose like political life started when she got arrested for screaming the N-word at Jamba Juice.
Yeah.
And then it's like, there's a viral video where it's like, well, if they don't want me to say it, they shouldn't have called the place that. And then, like, everyone in Denver is like, okay, well, this should be the mayor.
Yeah.
This lady should be the mayor because, I'm imagining her sucking my cock while holding that assault rifle. And that like...
Yeah. There is one bitch that, with an assault rifle, I'd let suck me off.
Yeah. No,
I changed my tune on her.
Lauren Boebert thing is, and she's got, like, a husband or a boyfriend... That her and the boyfriend got into like a fight with two girls at like a bowling alley 10 years ago, and the husband like pulled his penis out and showed it to them. they were 14 years old. I don't remember the details exactly.
No, that sounds about right. But Lauren Boebert's husband showed the child his penis
at a bowling alley. That's the best part.
at cosmic blacklight bowling.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He smeared his cock with fucking glow sticks.
Imagine yourself.
Oh, yeah, I would get sucked off by this lady.
Boebert?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I would put a... And you know what? I would get a assault rifle. You know how sometimes they have knives at the end? I would put a dildo on it and fuck her in the pussy mm-hmm. with that while she sucked my dick.
Mm-hmm. Bobert's such a funny name, too, because it's like, it conveys sort of that, like, Teutonic, you know, like sort of fascist undertone or whatever. But then it also sounds like a...
Like a clown's name?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like a Nazi retard.
Yeah. I would like to get my dick sucked.
No, I'd have sex with her. Yeah.
We came down to it.
Bobert owns Shooter's Grill, a restaurant in Rifle, Colorado.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
Given the fact that this place is named
Rifle,
like
Colorado.
Yeah, I'm moving to Get Pussy, Maryland.
Dude, that's the colony we need to start.
I'm sorry, I'm buying a town called Pussy Lick Video Games, Maryland.
Pussy Lick Video Games.
It's called sticking my, like, hitting the back walls, playing the Mass Effect re-release, Virginia.
Whoa. Now, we need a little plot of land between our ancestral hometowns of Baltimore and Montgomery County.
Apparently, mm-hmm. Bobert's mother filed multiple paternity suits against a professional wrestler, alleging that Stan Lane was her father. And in 1990, he finally took the test, and he was ruled out.
Oh, wow.
So she was just getting...
She was
getting worked by...
So Lauren Boebert is the progeny of basically... Instead of... You know how you make a suicide?
Mm-hmm.
Where you put every drink in a cup? That's what went into her mother's pussy. Yes. It was a suicide of white trash and professional wrestlers from the 90s.
And from Florida, yeah.
From Florida.
Yeah.
Who was it? Who was the professional wrestler?
A gentleman named Stan Lane.
Stan Lane, wrestler.
He was in the WCW. He was in the Continental Wrestling Association.
Is it? Lauren Boebert obtained her GED in 2020.
Literally just no some way. Dumb bitch.
Dude,
I'm going to tell you, as someone that's taken the GED test... If you can't pass that when you're in fourth grade, you're a fucking abject moron.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, Stan Lane's a hot piece of ass. What does Lauren Boebert's mom look like? I might jack off to that. I might jack off to thinking about Lauren Boebert's mom.
Well, a Twitter account attributed to Boebert's mother and comments attributed to Boebert and her mother on YouTube videos and blog posts between 2008 and 2013 continue to allege that Lane is Boebert's father.
Dude, he was part of a wrestling tag team called the Fabulous Ones.
She got double teamed awesome, by the man. Fabulous Ones.
That's a fucking great name, dude.
Oh no, now I'm kind of on her side. She got the cops called on her because her neighbors believed that her pit bulls were threatening their dogs.
Solidarity, huh?
Dude, her entire... You go look at her Wikipedia page, you go to small business ownership, and every paragraph is like, whoa, there was a lawsuit filed because, like, every story is like, she tried to open a McDonald's franchise, but the person they hired to be Ronald molested 18 children. In 2017, 80 people who attended a Garfield County Fair became ill from food poisoning after eating pork sliders from a temporary location set up by Shooter's Grill.
That's awesome. Dude.
And Smokehouse 1776. What does that mean?
They didn't have barbecue.
They didn't have barbecue. It was not a type of food.
The founders weren't eating barbecue. That's awesome. Dude, look at the Fabulous Ones.
Smokehouse 1776.
Look at the Fabulous Ones, dude. They're fucking hot.
Those guys are hot.
The hotter one is Stan Lane.
That's, I mean, that just kind of looks like me, I guess.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it looks like me with my hair grown.
No, it looks like me.
I'm the only one with long hair here, and it looks like me.
I have long hair.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Don't take advantage of the medium where no one can actually see your hair.
You take advantage of the medium all the time.
No, I don't. I take advantage of the double XL.
You're the double XL.
Does it? Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't make any sense. It makes about as much sense as Smokehouse 1776.
It makes more sense than that. It's a clever turn of phrase.
And here I was thinking Fireman Subs was the stupidest name for a restaurant I've ever heard.
Smokehouse also, these people live in fucking Denver.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking weirdest shit.
I think
like,
she lives in oil country, they say.
What do you mean she lives in oil
her
country?
Her and her husband,
so,
Jason.
So you're saying they don't live...
Or in Colorado, I meant, not Denver.
Yeah.
They don't live in, like, a...
City.
In, like a barbecue place, or they do.
What do you mean?
I'm asking what your point is.
Well, they don't. I don't think that they're from Denver.
They're from Colorado.
They're from Colorado, yeah.
Okay, suck my fucking dick, dude.
What did I do?
You said you corrected me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Denver and Colorado are interchangeable as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Right. You knew what I meant.
I fuck up Portland and Seattle all the time, and it's like...
Well, that's understandable.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Her husband's pretty badass, though.
Yeah, the guy who showed his penis to children.
This guy? He's pretty cool.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah.
They love guns.
Lauren, if you suck my penis, I'm willing to change the way I vote.
It's pretty funny to have a gun-themed restaurant.
Yeah, it's funny.
I wonder if this, she's one of those people that's never come. I feel like that's...
She looks uncomeable.
You shouldn't be allowed... Because there's women like that, right?
There are.
And... You know, it's like all this stuff about, I think there was like a mistake in history where it's like, oh, women shouldn't be able to vote or they shouldn't have rights. That was wrong.
Okay.
But the ones that, people who have never busted
yes.
should not be allowed.
No
to,
rights.
Well, not that they shouldn't have rights. They shouldn't be making decisions.
Mm-hmm. You need post not clarity to make
exactly.
a decision.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. I'm with you 100%.
To have somebody that's like voting on stuff, it's like, should we go to war with Iran? And you're filled with a lifetime of sexual tension.
Right, right.
The closest
right.
you've ever come to getting off is when you were on your way to jail after your boyfriend exposed his penis
yeah.
to children.
Yes.
And you were trying to process that. And then
you had what was called the orgasm
the,
of your life.
The faucet that was already pretty much closed off. Just
yep.
You got that last bit of torque into it, and it's sealed off for life. Now it's rusted shut.
Yep.
And this is who you want?
I don't know. She seems like, judging from her mother,
yeah.
who's getting filled up by wrestlers, she seems like the kind of trash that does fuck a lot. What her progeny is of.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't like her teeth. Actually, I wouldn't fuck her.
Oh, really? Does she have fucked up teeth?
Yeah,
I've only seen clothes.
Stupid teeth.
Yeah. Well, you know who else has fucked up teeth, Adam?
AOC.
You.
My teeth are fine.
No, they're not.
I just have to get my wisdom
no.
teeth out.
I know we made a pact to never announce it on the show.
No, what are you saying?
You wear fake teeth.
I don't wear fake teeth.
Because you never got your adult, never lost your baby teeth. You have a big baby teeth mouth.
Yeah, you have little ass teeth.
And you have to
my
fake.
Parents grew up with what they called a California philosophy for baby rearing.
Okay.
And they... Made it so that I wouldn't lose my baby teeth.
How did they do that?
Well, I was breastfed till 17.
Yeah. Mm.
I wasn't given solid food.
And the natural milks, the natural milk proteins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that this bitch lives in a place called Garfield County. It's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
Like?
Yeah. Do they have lasagna every meal?
That's
her teeth.
Here comes the fiscal calendar for the year for the county. We got January 1st. Tuesday. That's when the week starts.
Every day, 6 days a week.
6 days a week.
No fucking Mondays.
No. In 2015, Bobo was cited for misdemeanor disorderly conduct at a music festival, telling officers that their arrest of a couple of underage drinkers was unconstitutional because the teenagers had not received Miranda warnings.
That's good.
This bitch is on her so Law and Order SVU shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. She like thinks she's a genius at the Constitution.
Bum, 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 bum.
Lauren Blobert.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lauren Blobert and Ernie.
That would be awesome. She's getting fucked.
By two
fucked in the
two
pussy
gay
by two
Muppets.
Gay guys. Two gay Muppets.
Do you want the pussy or the ass, Bert?
I'll start with the mouth. Ernie, my penis doesn't get hard anymore.
Unless you bite my nipples.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll start with the ass then. Yeah, but it would be funny to leave her pussy completely untouched.
Here she is with her gun and her Constitution t-shirt. And whatever. What's going on in this business? There's trophies, a laptop, this fucking like bullshit reclaimed wood, don't tread on me. And then just crosses. Just big fucking...
That's so fucking lame. Yeah. Let's just go to Hooters. Who the fuck would go eat there?
Shooter's Grill.
No, first of all, no one's got big tits, it looks like.
Yeah. See, there was already restaurants for people like this, and they were all destroyed by the fucking recession. Yeah, and now they're stuck with this garbage version that like makes them end up in federal prison for raiding the Capitol. Imagine if these people still had Hard Rock Cafe and Planet Hollywood.
Yeah, yep. Chili's.
Good, honest Chili's, franchises.
Chevy's, Chi-Chi's, Bennigan's.
Yes, sir.
Don't even get me started.
I'm with you, bro. I love that style of fucking restaurant.
Look.
When you grow up poor, that's fine dining to you.
I remember asking.
Chili's at White Marsh.
That shit existed for a middle class that's gone.
Yep.
Fucking these young kids.
They have no idea.
They don't understand.
These poor babies.
They live in abject poverty or they're rich.
Yep.
There's nothing. The middle class doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm.
You got to go to
Bennigan's.
Yeah.
And be kind of Irish.
You got to try Bennigan's. You got to go. No, we're sticking with you. We're a Chili's family, but we like that we tried it.
We had. Mm-hmm. You meet Grandpa there for dinner
at 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That
Outback sometimes. When you were feeling fancy, you go to Outback.
Yeah, Outback's a nice restaurant.
When we were celebrating something, it's like, yeah, we'll go to Outback. Mm-hmm. But you know, when it's just a Sunday, whole family's got the fucking day off, let's go to Chili's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get some of the fucking little fucking spicy chicken tenders they got that they have another name for.
Yeah. So
all have some fucking nachos as a family.
Oh yeah, she does have. She does. No, her teeth aren't that weird.
They're fine.
They're fine. Adam's being a misogynist about this bitch's fucking teeth.
Yeah.
I apologize.
You're being a misogynist.
Look at you fucking misogynist saying you wouldn't fuck this dumb bitch.
Yeah, dude.
I apologize to her.
You wouldn't let those teeth scrape the top part.
She's
of your
got
top.
She's got a no chin, big front teeth situation that I don't find attractive.
It can go sideways in a lot of ways.
This is what Adam called a no-chin, big front teeth situation.
Oh, wow. She does have quite a chin.
In a professional headshot.
No.
She has quite a chin.
No, her chin goes back. She's got a turtle.
It's not even that you're wrong about like whether or not you find her attractive. It's just the basic facts.
Right.
You're just so
she's
off.
She's gorgeous.
No one's saying she's gorgeous.
No one's saying she's gorgeous.
We're saying she could suck our little nutty nuts.
I agree with Nick. She's the most beautiful woman of all time. I guess she does have a chin.
Yep.
I'm sorry. I take it back, too. I haven't looked at many pictures of her until just now on the show. But I'm doing this for the left, so...
Yep. She does have a very specific pornographic look that...
She looks post-porn.
She looks post who's nailing Palin.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of her style is influenced
I would vote by
Lisa Ann.
I would vote for Lisa Ann over any day of the week. I would vote for sports journalist Lisa Ann. Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann. We're going to Catalonia.
Dude, I can't wait to go to Europe for my first time. I can't wait. I'm going to get off the plane. My foreskin is just going to regrow.
So you're going to Slurp.
I'm going to Slurp. Yeah, and
I'm going to Slurp a bunch of cum.
Shut up, dude. No, you're going.
You're like, oh, I love being in Paris with my girlfriend's French boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he's showing us the city.
El Toro.
And he's giving us a place to stay.
And you go to the Eiffel Tower, they're like, I'm sorry, senor, but... Seinfeld has the Eiffel Tower reserved for the entire year.
Wow.
To have, and I'm not supposed to say this, but guest sex out there with their France's only comedian.
What a beautiful.
There used to be two, but the other one went to jail for denying the Holocaust.
Yeah. The Quirrell guy.
Is that a real French guy?
No, and then there's the yucksters over at Charlie Hebdo, of course. Right. Their Mad Magazine.
Yes.
Which does just, what is it, Muhammad pictures.
They draw a picture of Muhammad and shit?
Yeah.
So you're not allowed to draw a picture of him?
Not if you're a Muslim.
Does anybody know what he looks like?
I mean, I've never seen a picture.
I don't understand how they have that rule. I would have been killed
cock?
As like a 4-year-old in
right.
in Muslimia.
Muslimia.
If I was
like to draw
pictures. Well, if I was in elementary school, I was in first grade, and they're like, you're not allowed to draw Muhammad. And then I would be like, you know, I would draw a face and then one eye. and then a smile.
Yeah.
And then to pretend I'm about to draw the second eye. Mm-hmm. And they're like, don't do it, don't do it.
No.
And I would play Muhammad Chicken all the time.
Right. Well, how would they even know it's Muhammad if no one knows what he looks like?
Yeah, it's true.
Is he bald? Does he have hair?
You have to say it's Muhammad.
Because can I be honest? Here's what I think of. I think of Gandhi, but he's jacked. When I think of Muhammad, mm-hmm. I think of Gandhi. He's fucking yoked,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
And he's got a bigger beard.
So like Z's.
Huh?
Z's is who you imagine.
Who is that?
Z's.
From the bodybuilding forums.
No. Oh, I don't know about that shit.
I know Z's and
this,
sorry.
This is what Muhammad is with the
Nah, dude. Look like
he looks like Z's.
I don't know who Z's is.
You know now. I just showed you a picture.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah.
No, in my mind, he's bald, like Gandhi, with a bigger beard and he's jacked.
That's Z's, and that's what the Prophet Muhammad looks like. It's crazy. He died at the height of seeing hair.
So oh, he's dead?
Yeah, he died pretty young, too. I think
went from 23, 24.
No, Jesus. He had a congenital heart defect. He was like the hero of the bodybuilding forms because he started off like that and went to the other picture.
Oh, wow, nice.
In like,
let me see
in
him
like
before.
Two, 3 years.
Oh, cool.
So he looked like a buff version of Adam, basically, and then became...
It looks like a regular version.
And then he just died because he got jacked?
No, he had an undiagnosed congenital heart defect, and he went into a sauna.
God damn, that's fucking gay.
Yeah.
I mean, should I stay away from saunas?
I mean,
yeah. Well, I mean, if you get a heart sonogram first, everyone should go get unnecessary medical procedures.
I think I actually did something like that. I did a test of some kind.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I'm fit as a horse.
Yes, my name is Sauna.
Yeah, I'm Sauna.
Good afternoon. You've reached the desk of Sauna Jacuzzi. Good afternoon. You reached the desk of Sauna Hot Tub Jacuzzi. And today, we are taking a 2.5 hour lunch break.
Oh, damn. Disease was hot, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he got pussy before he died.
Yeah. This is right before the world kind of, this is before all that culture war stuff where you just go online and call people gay and look in pictures of muscle men all day.
Yeah.
Xbox One. Xbox 360 was still the...
Oh, hell yeah.
Modern Warfare.
Now, that was the era, brother.
Yeah, dude.
360.
Oh. The drinking muscle milk and smoking weed, lifting weights, and playing Modern Warfare.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Damn, I wish I was 21 still instead of a fucking old faggot.
Well, it looks like all the waitresses at Shooter's Grill have guns on them.
Do they have big tits?
No, she's the hottest of her friend group.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let's see if one of them has fake or big tits. I just lost the pick.
That's fucked up. She can't be the hottest one.
Honestly, none of them have big tits.
That's fucked up.
One of them's a little kid, but...
Okay, well, I need to know that, man.
The little kid has a gun?
Yeah, she's got a gun. She's got braces and a gun.
I wish they made head holsters for guns.
Like a gun on your head.
Well, just like on the side.
That'd be tight. Okay.
Like a
hat?
No, like just over here.
Wait, like
the laser that points at people?
Oh, you could. Would you shoot it like this?
I remember in elementary school, my friend Justin taping a laser pointer to the side of his glasses.
That's pretty cool.
I think I've told this story on
the show before. And doing shit like that.
No, and then shining the laser pointer in a retarded kid's eye.
Right. That's right.
It's a simple joke.
I mean, it's so mean.
Yeah.
But then it's like rationale of like, well, he's already retarded.
Wait, it's not going to do anything worse.
but man, kids are such pieces of shit.
I'm not going to fuck his brains up anymore. And it's this way it's safe. It's a safe way to do it. Your Honor, he was like that before. This way we don't risk anyone else getting retarded.
Ah, man. You know, it's like, maybe I should just accept that I'm a bad person. it does make me happier.
Yeah, dude.
Don't do stuff like that, but if you hear about it happening.
Well, enjoy yourself. Laugh.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy
the memory of pulling a retarded child.
I was not involved. I just witnessed it happening and encouraged it by crying laughing.
So you were partying.
Yes. you know, and I say it's like, well, kids are pretty bad, but here I am, 47 years old, laughing. Still laughing at it.
Well, it's, you know, what it's in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. Tragedy.
What are you
going to
do?
Time.
Laugh? Not laugh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then that poor fucking child got his eyes lasered in for no reason.
It is funny that people were doing that to cops during the protests.
Yeah.
The cops were like, I was lased and I can't see anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we're supposed to believe that spraying chemicals in people's faces does nothing. No permanent damage.
Right.
They shot a lady.
They blinded a couple motherfuckers.
What the fuck?
They shot
was
a lady
it?
This weekend.
That's this story is fucking weird because it's like there's no evidence that the actual thing, the original thing, even happened.
What was the original thing?
There was a video where some lady's like fucking like, y'all gonna let a man show his penis to children?
Oh, it was at the spa protest?
At some spa, but there was no trans person. It seems like this fake.
Yeah, it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now,
wait, what happened?
There not was literally nothing
outside
happened.
A Korean spa that were like they're not letting trans women.
They were letting trans people
into the
bathroom. The business didn't even do anything. But now, yeah, like pro trans protesters are protesting outside of the spa.
Yeah,
I've
been to that spa
to counter protest the Proud Boys. But it's like you're in Los Angeles. Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, the whole thing's an op, dude.
It's an op, but then some chick got shot by the LAPD.
With a gun?
With a less lethal gun.
Oh, rubber bullets?
Yeah.
But how close was she?
Close.
I'd like to see them
pretty
try.
Close.
I'd like to see them try that shit to me, dude.
Yeah?
No chance.
I'd fucking eat those rubber bullets, dude.
I'd fucking stand there and I would, and because of the power of communism, would make it so that nothing hurts
I guess, same.
That
you and me awesome. Both, brother.
Yeah.
I wish I could use that to make my dick hard.
The power of having skimmed Karl Marx will make me indestructible to destroy any spa or whatever happened at that place or any business that there was an event, there was a fucking meetup that I clicked on. And now I'm here to confront the police.
I thought I was getting pussy from a trans lady at a spa.
And to make Skankfest illegal
now
once
here
and
I
for
am.
All.
Well, at those Korean spas, it's like they separate the genders.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So they don't want...
A Korean spa? How about a for me in spa? And it's for me to poop on.
That's a great idea.
How about that?
Yeah.
Like a Triumph the Insult Comic dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about Triumph the Insult Comic log? And I go to events and I have my penis fully erect coming out of my pants. And there's a microphone attached to my leg that goes up to the top of my penis.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you waiting for? The new gay Xbox? Are you in line to buy the Xbox for gay people? Please, talk to my penis for the...
Immediately arrested. Immediately
like,
arrested.
I'm trying to get on Conan O'Brien.
Wait, what do you mean it was canceled?
What do you mean?
No, this was my big shot.
Conan's an institution,
man. I work for Letterman. I can pull out my phone right now and show you at least five different Jewish people in my contacts. I'm a writer for the Tonight, the David Letterman show.
The Late Show with David Leno.
It is a satirical character called Penis the Insult Comic Dog. I have a bow tie, a small novelty bow tie on the tip of my penis. I am filled with Viagra to make sure...
I am not aroused. I'm just filled to the gills with Viagra.
I use the same kind of... injectable Viagra that Harvey Weinstein used to cast Good Will Hunting. So unless you have a problem with the Jews in entertainment,
unless you
you'll
got
take
a problem
these handcuffs.
With Harvey Weinstein.
You'll take these handcuffs. Unless you're an anti-Semite, you'll take these handcuffs off of me right now.
That's got to be vulnerable to be hard with your dick.
I'm friends with Lauren Boebert.
I'm friends with a lot of different
Excuse
people.
Excuse me.
In
I
a
can call up Lauren
Boebert
right now, and I'll tell her I was doing my famous Triumph the Insult Comic Dog bit in line at the Lego store.
I was asking children if they were buying gay Legos with my penis really close to their mouths.
With a tiny fake microphone. Attached to my penis. And now I'm in jail. How they put me in jail. In jail for
it's
it.
It's called freedom of speech.
It's called the Constitution, lady.
I wasn't given my Miranda rights.
What is this? Communist France? Where are we? The Paris Tower?
Were we watching Jerry Seinfeld have sex with fucking Gad Al-Madal or whatever the fuck his name is? Your hard ass dick's been out the whole time.
For me to poop.
For me to poop on. Those Legos look cool. For me to poop on.
For me to poop on.
Like, ah, mommy. There's a man's penis.
Oh, boy.
To go back to that French accents thing, the only one that didn't sound like every other one was Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded just
Adam,
like...
Adam, you have a clench accent, and it's from holding on to your boyfriend with your cheeks.
Yeah, that's true. You do have that style of accent. Anyway, what's the
difference
with Brussels?
And it was just like... he just made them sound like pussies.
Mm.
Like, hey, look
at me,
I'm from Brussels. And then yeah. I was like, well, the only person I know from Brussels is the most badass guy of all time. So
Brussels from Brussels.
Maybe you should shut the fuck up real quick. Before you get fucking guy do his splits and punch you in the dick.
How about this? Just as a thought experiment, AOC and Lauren Boebert scissoring. And
I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's broadcast on a jumbotron in the National Mall.
Yeah. To bring America together. Yeah.
That would be great.
Heal the nation.
I think that's not a bad idea.
It's about time for some common ground.
Directed by Harmony Korine.
Well, that'd be pretty cool.
No, we need a more mainstream voice.
Yeah, we couldn't do so art house.
Yeah, we need something that mm-hmm. Main Street and Wall Street could agree
maybe
on.
Zack Snyder,
that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some slow motion shots of AOC's big ass tits.
Have like a slowed down version of like a ready popular song, but mm-hmm. done sad
with
on
a minor
piano.
Chord.
Yeah, minor chord.
Yeah. Yeah. Jump. Dun, dun, dun. Go ahead and jump. And AOC's titties are jumping.
I watched the Michael Mann Manhunter the other night.
Dude,
the best movie.
I just watched that.
It's good with one just glaring flaw.
Okay, let's hear it.
Is the scenes where the CSI guy is like looking over the crime scene. He's like, you touched your pussy, didn't you? Didn't you, son of a bitch?
Yeah.
Which just become more absurd each time. There's one where he's just like, he's climbed up a tree.
I love that. He's in the zone,
he's
bro.
At the crime scene in the tree, and he's like, you watched her, didn't you?
You fucking faggot.
Didn't you? Like, just...
That's how you hunt a man, bro.
Yeah.
You gotta do that.
Anyways, very good movie.
It was really good.
So good.
I just watched To Live and Die in L.A. because that guy's also in it.
Pretty badass.
It's a fucking hilarious
Do you
movie.
See? This is a picture of my penis.
This is
do
my
you
penis.
See? This is my penis.
Do you see?
Do you see my penis? Do you see?
I really thought we were all going to watch Space Jam and talk about it.
We'll watch it for the next one.
Everybody suck my fucking penis. I got a real small dick. I'm gay.
I'm fucking gay now.
Welcome to my
asshole. Suck my dick. Fuck my ass.
I was getting really upset, though. Like, I was just reading random people's reviews of Space Jam. And it's just like these fucking losers. Just like, this is artless corporate garbage. It's like, what the fuck were you expecting? Were they expecting something that was going to be like fucking...
Well, it's not like the first Space Jam was good.
The first Space Jam
the first Space Jam is a terrible movie, but who are you talking about that's complaining about Space Jam?
Just fucking like the, you know, the kids on Letterboxd. I was just going through random reviews.
You're hanging out with children again.
It doesn't count as hanging out.
Adam's searching letterbox for...
I don't think it's hanging out with children.
Dead
I think
ass.
It's, I think it's like, stalking children anonymously on the internet.
Would you fuck them if they asked you to?
That's why it's, at a certain
losers.
Point in your life, you just... You
people
finally,
saying that Space Jam is artless.
If you're like us, you're
fucking pathetic.
You're around nothing but hipsters or whatever.
Yeah.
As a Brooklyn guy, you kind of have to have respect for pedophiles at a certain point.
Yeah.
Because they're the only people that are
trying
to... They're
the original hipsters.
They're not trying to, like, you know... They're up front about it. They only want one thing from kids, and it's not their approval.
No.
It's
the little cocks and
piece of
asses.
Yeah.
Yep.
My dad told me growing up, he said, pedophiles, they're only interested in one thing.
All they want from one thing.
They want you in particular.
That's what my pappy sat me down. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna sex you out for cash. We're renting out your ass, Addy.
Things are tough this month.
Yeah,
we're gonna need your hole to make
just,
up the difference.
Just Wallace from Wallace and Gromit, but he's like, Gromit, I have a new idea. We're going to sell Adam's ass for money. Yeah.
We're going to prostitute our child,
look,
Gromit.
Gromit, it's a bib for Adam's ass that makes it look like a pussy.
In case anyone thought that was real, I just want to clarify that never happened.
And
that
it's did real. And I'm.
And it's real.
And it's real, Gromit.
It did happen, Gromit.
Gromit.
Adam got raped for money.
Adam was a prostitute, child prostitute. Gromit.
Oh, damn, dude.
No, it didn't happen.
I'm thinking about a little buffalo chicken deli sandwich.
Yeah, let's get a little nice little lunch going.
Yeah, let's get a nicer. Like, let's order something. Like,
I just said. You guys can order. I've got a deli sandwich in my heart.
Okay.
I'm saying let's go to a different deli.
Okay.
We'll maybe find a nicer one deli. In the neighborhood.
I'm good. I kind of just like a little... But listen, I'm down, but yeah. I just want a bodega sandwich. I want buffalo chicken. Here's what I...
I might go
I've
to the grocery store
about.
And eat an entire rotisserie chicken.
And there's
dude,
nothing wrong with
that's goodies. I had that for dinner the other night.
I did it literally yesterday.
Respect.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, is this? This is a passport card? You got one of these?
No, it's. I don't think so.
Oh, it's just your New York
it's my
ID.
License, yeah.
Dude, honestly,
I'm thinking buffalo chicken.
The $5 rotisserie chicken is just the best deal
it's
in
great.
The business.
Well, it's fucking $9 now, dude.
Is it?
Yeah, fucking
Costco keeps it at five.
CPI going up.
Chicken pussy index.
I've been saying it for years. Hyperinflation is coming, folks, and there's only one solution: having sex. With female Congress members. So you can get, once they're fully legalized insider trading,
mm-hmm.
get wifed up now. Find yourself a Lauren Boebert. Ask her, let's make Apple illegal, but we're going to mm-hmm. put a bunch of put options on Apple beforehand.
Yes.
And then they'll pass the bill. It'll get struck down. It won't pass constitutional muster, but it won't matter. We'll already have made $80 million overnight.
Perfect.
Sounds and then
you,
pretty cool.
And then you leave her for a young piece of ass.
Nice piece of pussy.
Hot young.
And that's called men going their own way.
Yeah.
And it's something I'd like to talk more to you guys about if you want to subscribe to the double Patreon.
Oh, there we got a double
we
Patreon.
We have a second Patreon.
To Patreon 2 Electric Boogaloo.
That's awesome.
Honestly, not a bad idea.
I also want plantain chips.
Yeah. So send Stav plantain chips.
But like a little spicy kind.
At KL53247.
That's right. Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
Bye.